ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
There's a small country town in southern Queensland that fears its lifestyle and livelihood is under attack from a tiny, tiny insect. A fire ant infestation on an Australian Defence Force airbase has them worried, and the full extent of the problem is yet to be uncovered. Hello, I'm Callie Buchanan. Fire ants are an invasive species originally from South America. They're known for their aggressive temperament and a nasty sting that's been associated with serious allergic reactions and even deaths in the United States. They were first detected in Australia in Brisbane in 2001, and it was thought they'd arrived in shipping containers from America. What started as the discovery of one nest at the Oakey Army Aviation Base about 150 kilometres west of Brisbane quickly became 78 nests, and now at least 110 have been found and the base hasn't been completely searched yet. Jack Goff is the Advocacy Manager with the Invasive Species Council, which is tasked with developing programs to control and eradicate pest plants and animals. He says the sheer number of nests show that the fire ants have probably been at the base for some time, possibly years, without being detected. But as he explains to Michael Condon, the big issue is the base's location, right at the top of the Murray-Darling Basin. And if the ants hitch a ride down the river system, four states are in the firing line.
We know with fire ants, one of their ways that they can move is through floodwaters where they form these rafts. So we've been long warning about fire ants getting into the Murray-Darling Basin system as a big red light flashing. What we've heard since, though, is on Monday we found out that that one nest that they found was now 78 nests, and then yesterday we found out that we're talking about 110 nests that they've found. So this is really serious outbreak. The number and density of those nests at this army base in Oakey suggests that the fire ants have been there a number of years, which from our perspective suggests that there has been a massive failure of surveillance by defence. And this is something that's really concerning. It's something that the former Inspector General of Biosecurity, Helen Scordall, raises a particular concern in her 2021 report, which was a review report for the government, was defence, what they were doing on their lands in southeast Queensland and the high risk that they posed to the program, the eradication program, in terms of if fire ants were getting away on that federal land.
So does this mean they've been there for years and they've done nothing about them?
Well, hopefully they've not found them and done nothing about them. It means that, yeah, they've been there for years and they haven't found them. And that's a massive failure of surveillance. The defence have known that fire ants are a huge issue in southeast Queensland. This is a government agency. They should be leading the way in terms of looking for, making sure that they're doing the work with the eyes in the field, checking if there are fire ants on their land. And clearly they have not done that to the level that's required, because the number of nests that we're talking about now, at least 110, and my understanding is they haven't finished checking the full site either, and that this number could go up, suggests that we've had an infestation there well outside the biosecurity zone. This is, much more than 100 kilometres west of Brisbane, they've been there for years. And obviously the chance then of them spreading to new locations is really high when fire ants have been there.
And we don't know how they got there?
We don't, and that's something that I guess the
that's another issue.
Yeah, the program are doing the DNA testing to see, and obviously that, because it's an airbase, there is also the possibility that this is actually a separate infestation.
So they flew them in from somewhere maybe?
Potentially. Look, we don't know that yet. They're doing the checking. It could be from the Brisbane outbreak, but we do know that fire ants have turned up at other ports of entry. So in Gladstone, in Port Botany, in Perth as well, at the port there, where from overseas, all of those occasions, they've been identified quickly and there has been an effective eradication program. We have confidence. I'll be clear here, Michael. We've got confidence in the program. The eradications program's response to this new outbreak. They were there within a couple of, within a day of the report. They're doing the delimitation around that area. They'll be, directly eradicating each of the nests. They'll be doing the work within a distance of it. All of those things, we've got confidence that they will be doing well professionally. The issue, though, here is each time we get these outbreaks, the ones at Wardell, at Moolumbah, they're now moving up north of Caboolture towards the Sunshine Coast, and this one out at Oakey. It is taking resources away from the central eradication program, and we do not have confidence that the level of funding for that main eradication program is enough to get the job of eradication done, even without these extra outbreaks.
Well, that's the question about surveillance, though. There may be other fire ants in nests on bases or land somewhere that we don't know about that have just come in somehow, maybe even on other defence land.
Yeah, so defence obviously is high risk because there's a lot of vehicles, planes, things moving all around the country from defence facilities. So we have, the Invasive Species Council, we have written to the Defence Minister, Richard Marles, yesterday saying that he needs to take this really seriously and order surveillance across defence lands where there has been movement from this Oakey base over the last few years. If you think about the context, in the Wardell outbreak south of Ballina, there was one nest. In the Moolumbah outbreak, when it crossed into New South Wales, there was five nests. We're up to 110 nests at this Oakey defence facility, and they have not finished checking that land. So this is really serious. This is an order of magnitude worse in terms of what it means for the program.
Jack Goff, the advocacy manager with the Invasive Species Council, speaking to Michael Condon. Australia has been reviewing its fire ant eradication program, and recently a Senate committee made 10 recommendations to boost efforts to eliminate the threat. It came as modelling published by the Australia Institute predicted the pests would cost the economy at least $2.5 billion a year by 2035 if they're not controlled. As the number of nests grows, farmers and residents in Oakey fear what that might mean for their country town and industries. In the US, fire ants have had a huge impact on crops like corn and potatoes, but they also have the potential to completely alter Australia's outdoor lifestyle, as the threat of a painful, dangerous sting makes even a backyard barbecue a potential medical emergency. Rebecca Vonhoff is the fifth generation of her family farming on the Darling Downs and also the Deputy Mayor of the Toowoomba region. She's urged people to be vigilant and share their concerns with authorities.
I think there's concern about how this happened, and that remains an open question at the moment. So there's concerns about how this happened, questions unanswered at the moment that they'd like answers for, and then the real areas that people have expressed to me concern about our agricultural industry, our horticultural industry, from a council perspective, all of our parks, our playgrounds, our sports grounds, and then, of course, the environmental impact. I think that there's increasingly an understanding about what fire ants actually mean to an area, and people really don't want it here. They want it to be eradicated.
Just how significant would the impact be in that country for people that aren't familiar with it? How would you describe it to them?
It would just completely change life, day-to-day life. And economically, I think the impact is in the order of billions of dollars. So it's absolutely huge.
Has it already started to impact life and change the way people operate?
I think at the moment, probably the answer to that is just in terms of heightened awareness. This comes on the back of detection 10 months ago in Clinton and now this in Oakey. So people are definitely more aware, more alert, and probably more concerned.
There has been discussion in the past few weeks about the future of the fire ant eradication program and the potential cost of pursuing eradication. What's your feeling and the community's feeling about that? Is there a price that's too high for eradication?
So I think that there needs to be a delineation between the teams actually on the ground doing the work identifying nests and spraying and eradicating. I think they are doing absolutely terrific, important, good work. But I think that my message to the state and federal governments and people whose job it is to stay on top of it is really that this is something that needs to be prioritised. As with most things, funding is an issue, and I think that there needs to be a bit of humility also to say and ask questions in the very least, is this working? Because, as I said, two instances within 12 months where previously there hadn't been fire ants detected, there needs to be the approach of, is this working? Something needs to be done differently, and it does need to be a priority.
Is there much that the council can do in this space? I know that, you know, biosecurity and eradication is other governments' responsibilities, but what's your council's role?
Councils are the level of government that is just closest to the people. And, you know, our mobile numbers are available for the public. You see us on the streets. You see us at events all the time. So we have a really important role to play in terms of relaying information and also relate both ways from the state and federal governments to people and from people to the state and federal governments. And because we have such a large footprint in terms of the land that council has and the parks, the playgrounds and so on, we have a role in also being vigilant and looking out for, possible evidence of fire ants.
What would be your message to the people who are learning about this detection, who are probably concerned about what it means for their land and their lifestyle going forward, but maybe a bit angry too that this has happened?
I'd just say inform yourself. That's the education and information is really the most important thing in the first instance. And there's a website for the National Eradication Program, so people can go on there. There's a number to call if anybody sees something that they think they haven't seen before and in light of this news could be fire ants. So be informed, be vigilant, and people's voices matter. So if there is concern about this, voice that concern, because if it is the instance that we need additional funding for this national eradication program, then people have an important role in saying that, verbalising that, so that the message is received. This isn't something that happens in the distance and doesn't impact life. This is something that will impact life if we can't get it under control and pushed back. And then, to me, the word eradication means to eliminate. So we're at the point where we're not eradicating, and I have questions, are we even containing? So we just need to really think, if we've got this national eradication program, that to me tells me that federal and state governments know that it's important and it needs to be properly funded resource so that those fire ants can be not just pushed back but eliminated.
Toowoomba Deputy Mayor Rebecca Von Hoff. The ABC has contacted Defence Minister Richard Marles but is yet to receive a response. To find out more about fire ants, head online to fireants.org.au, and if you suspect you may have found some, report them by calling 13 25 23. If you'd like to explore even further what it takes to put food on plates around the world, join me, Callie Buchanan, and our team of specialist reporters from across Queensland as we break down the big issues of rural life, from the food you eat to the clothes you wear and the home you live in. It's all available for you on the ABC Listen app. Just favourite the Queensland Country Hour or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.